So much for spring on this first full week of April. We are starting things off on a wintry note, both how it looks and how it feels, and we are going to keep things on the cool side as we work through the next couple of days. Our next storm will arrive Wednesday night into Thursday, but that one will be warm enough for mainly rain across New York and western New England. It is a different story today, though, and for some of us, especially in and around the capital region, it looks more wintry today than it did for most of the actual winter, with fresh snow on the ground. A storm system riding its way through Pennsylvania will track south of Long Island tonight, so the storm will wind down, which means the rain and snow will come to an end. But it's going to be a cold night, so we have to keep an eye on that thermometer, and temperatures will drop back into the teens and low 20s. So even though the storm itself is moving away from us tonight, we are still going to be watching for potentially some slippery travel conditions all across the region. And moving into the day tomorrow, that storm will be long gone and we'll have high pressure beginning to build its way in from the west. So we're looking at a bright day. It'll look very pretty. You'll probably want to have the sunglasses because not only will it be bright and sunny, but we have the snow reflecting off that fresh snow pack. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cold side again, running mainly in the 20s across the higher elevations and in the lower to mid 30s in the valleys. So a cold Tuesday is ahead, and as that high pressure area moves directly overhead tomorrow night, we are going to have a cold night as temperatures fall back into the teens once again. So a chilly start on Wednesday. We'll see sunshine during the morning, but clouds will increase through the day. Could see a couple of showers, especially across the far north by Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures on Wednesday will be a little bit less cold, but still chilly for this time of year, mainly in the 30s in the higher elevations and in the 40s in the valleys. Then on Thursday, we warm up into the 50s in most areas, but the trade-off will be rounds of rainfall as we go through the day. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clearing and quite cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 26 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, clearing and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 26 to 34. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, gradual clearing and quite cold, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, gradual clearing and quite cold, low in the middle to upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, with highs only in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Wednesday, morning sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, a chance of showers mainly across the north, not quite as cold, with highs in the 30s and 40s, and on Thursday, cloudy with rain likely, warmer with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.